Jay Sokol here this morning from College Station. How are you?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Well, wonderful. What's going on?
Brought a guest.
You did.
David Brower from our Community Services Department.
He was here not long ago. You weren't here, by the way. I'm just saying. I think you
were able
that day.
He came here with Alvin.
Yeah, he did. Man. He knows his way here.
Yes,
what
he
I'm
does.
Saying. He's been here before. How you doing, David?
Good morning, Scott. Good. How about you?
Good. What do you got for us this morning?
All right. Well, want to start off with, we have a home buyer education course coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
And so, everything you want to know, everything you need to know about buying a home, you can come. It's four separate sessions on Wednesday nights in March, so March 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. To register, you can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer, and it's in the new Fire Station 6 in the community room from 6 to 7:30.
You know, this is a great opportunity. Obviously, it's the largest investment that anybody makes. You want to sit in front of an individual who doesn't have a vested interest, and this is certainly the situation that they have. They can answer questions that you didn't even know you had, I guess, as the course goes on.
That's right, and we'll talk to – I talk to my parents, and I talk to other people, and one of the things they'll tell me is, I wish I knew some of that stuff before I got into it. You can waste a lot of time and a lot of money if you get going down the path to home ownership and don't know those landmines or those pitfalls to watch out for.
Sure, having all that read. And again, the scrutiny on the financial side is so much greater than it used to be. It's a difficult, it's a frustrating, and often can be a disappointing journey if you're not ready for it.
That's right. And just, what I tell people, and just kind of a basic tenet, is money first, house second. So if you get into it and you go find your dream house and then try to get financing and you haven't even considered how much someone might lend you or how much you might need to save for a down payment, you can go ahead and get those inspections done and have put down your earnest money only to find out you can't get enough to buy the house. And all of a sudden you're out a bunch of money that you can't afford to lose as you're trying to,
sure,
to do what you need to do. So
what's the format of that class?
It's an hour and a half each night, and mm-hmm. we start off with the basics. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, are you ready to buy a home? We sort of go over the basics, and then we do budgeting for home ownership. One of the basic things you need to do first is know how much it's going to cost to not only to keep a home and maintain it, but you have to have that down payment.
Sure. Now, if they want some more information, what do they do for that?
For that, you can give us a call. You can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer and register online, or call us at 764-3778.
Basically free, except I think you have a workbook that goes along with it, right?
It's free to come. If you want the book, it's $20.
Okay, and probably helpful. Anything else you got for us today?
Sure. So here in December, we did some major changes to our housing programs. The reason we have this home buyer education course is because we have a down payment assistance program. And in doing that program, we realized that people really need to have knowledge about this process. It'll be a great help for our applicants. So we've got that, and I know I talked about that last time I was here, but I'd really like to talk about what we can do for people that already own a home
mm-hmm.
in College Station. We have a minor repair program. We have up to $7,500 available to help with a health and safety issue or an emergency issue that might come up. And so an example of that would be a hot water heater that goes out now, or a burst pipe with cold freezing weather. We've had a pipe that's burst and has been eroding someone's foundation. We can come and fix that. A leaky roof in the summer, an air conditioner that goes out. And so again, it's a health and safety or an emergency issue. With our housing programs, one of the things that people think is, you know, this money, we get the money from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, mm-hmm. grants that the city gets. A lot of people don't even consider it because they think, oh, you have to be very low income to use these programs. A single-person household can make $32,200 a year and still qualify.
Okay.
Somebody, a household of six, can make $53,400 a year and qualify. So really kind of
there are some people who would fall in there who might not think that they did.
Income.
Yeah.
And for these programs, we've got that minor repair program. And then we also have a rehabilitation program where we can fully rehabilitate somebody's house. It's up to $50,000. And it's a mixed loan. So the way it works is half of it is forgiven over 10 years if you stay in the house. The other half is either paid back at 3% interest, or if you're a senior, 62 or older, or if you have a little bit of a lower income, for a single person household, $24,180 a year, that second half, that other half of those funds, it's deferred until you move out of the house at 0% interest.
How long is the process of applying for that and finding out if you get it?
So you can turn in an application today, and we'll let you know early next week.
Oh, man.
So we have quick turnaround. And
yeah.
then from there, the process would be we have a construction expert in our office who will come kind of inspect and make a punch list of everything that needs to get done, and we'll walk through with the homeowner what needs to be repaired. Right now, mostly, we've got probably three in our pipeline that we're looking to do, and it's all seniors who are on fixed incomes who just need this assistance.
Sure. Well, that's a great, great product to have out there for them, that's for sure. Okay, and again, the phone number or information for that?
Sure. And so to learn more information, you can call 764-3778, or to learn about all of our housing programs, you can go to cstx.gov/housing assistance, all one word.
Very good. Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Scott.
What else you got?
College Station residents have three opportunities through community forums to provide feedback to the city's Capital Improvement Projects Citizen Advisory Committee regarding possible projects for a 2015 bond election. So the first two community forums are next week. One is Tuesday. That will focus on facilities. Then on Wednesday, parks and leisure will be the topic. And then March 23rd, it will focus on transportation. But all of these, March 3rd, 4th, and 23rd, the forum start at 7 o'clock in the evening at College Station Utilities Office on Graham Road. More information available at cstx.gov/2015bond.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yes.